Unit 4, page 38, exercise 1. A.
Win or die, biological competition. The natural world is a battleground, with organisms locked in a constant struggle to survive. Air, water, food, space. All of these are limited resources. And if an organism can't get enough of them, its days are numbered. Intraspecies competition is when members of the same species compete for resources, such as food or nesting sites. If you've ever seen two stags battling it out with their antlers, you've witnessed a dramatic form of intraspecies competition. Only the most successful individuals will have the opportunity to pass on their genes to the next generation. If an individual has a characteristic that puts it at a disadvantage in its environment, it is less likely to reproduce and be able to pass that characteristic on. Interspecies competition is when two species living in the same ecosystem compete for resources. Generally, two species with similar resource needs and behaviors cannot coexist over the long term. The less competitive species will be unable to get the resources it needs. To survive, individuals might emigrate to another area where there is no competition from the other species, or the species might adapt so that it has different needs or behaviors. For instance, some birds and bats have evolved to share the same space and food resources, with birds operating by day and bats by night. If the weaker species fails to emigrate or adapt, it will eventually become extinct. Invasive species are non-native species that arrive in a new area and damage the environment because other species cannot compete with them. A handful of wild rabbits were imported into Australia from Europe in the 19th century. With few predators, they thrived. By the 1920s, there were 10 billion of them, eating the vegetation and driving many native mammal species near to extinction.
B.
Four sneaky tricks of the natural world. Species have so many creative ways to beat the competition. Here are our favorites.
1.
When it comes to trickery, the African drongo is king. This bird spends much of its time with meerkats. If it sees a predator nearby, it gives an alarm call and the meerkats run to safety. Sometimes, though, it gives a false alarm. And while the meerkats are hiding, the drongo eats up the food they've left behind. And why, you might ask, do the meerkats fall for this trick every time? Because the clever drongo has learned to copy the alarm calls of lots of different bird species. One drongo bird was observed making 30 different calls.
2.
Do you ever get annoyed that your brothers or sisters have eaten more than their fair share of a meal? Family disagreements over food are common in humans, but blue-footed boobies take those disagreements to another level. There are usually two chicks in a nest, born a few days apart. If there's plenty of food to go around, they cohabit happily. But if not, the elder bites the younger to death or kicks it out of the nest to die. That's not very loving.
3.
Although most species in this list are animals, plants can't be excluded. They're just as bad. The walnut tree has a cunning way to stop other plants from growing nearby. It releases a poisonous chemical through its roots. Directly under its branches, little can grow, so the tree gets maximum access to the water and other nutrients it needs. Crafty.
4.
Last but not least, the antics of ants. One species, fed up with other ant species taking their food, has come up with a sneaky way to slow their rivals down. Early every morning, they push stones into the openings of their competitors' nests. While the second species is digging their way out of their homes, The first species has plenty of time to collect their favorite seeds unchallenged. Cool strategy.